So close your eyes and turn your attention within. Relax your body. Relax your mind. I'm going to take a few moments just to bring our awareness deeply within. I'm going to do that by paying attention to our breath. I'm going to bring all of our focus onto our breath, just observing it and staying with it. The idea is that as we focus our mind, as we pay attention deeply, our mind begins to relax, as does our body. As we're distracted by thoughts or by the outer world or our body, just return our attention back to our breath, just noticing every aspect of it. Feeling our body expand, contract with the breath, feeling the air moving through the passages. Concentrate and focus so deeply that nothing else in the world exists except for our breath. This is the key to moving into that relaxed state of mind. Creative state, moving out of the survival state. I'm going to make the decision, the conscious choice, to let go and surrender. Focusing and concentrating. As you focus and begin to surrender and let go, begin to relax, begin to be aware of a presence within you. An energy or a vibrancy, a light, some kind of a power, however it occurs for you, there is a presence within you. It's presence with a capital P. Divine and sacred energy, a stillness and a peace, if you turn your attention to that, begins to grow in your awareness. If you are not sensing that presence within you, don't worry, it's there. You wouldn't be alive if it wasn't. But you can imagine it. You can imagine there's a light in the area of your heart. All your energy on that, all your focus, all your awareness, you'll soon become aware of it. For it's a real thing. It's not just a concept or an idea, a thought. It is a real living thing with inside you. The more you let go, the more you surrender, the stronger it grows within you, within your awareness. Feel some resistance to letting go, to surrendering, some holding, some fear. Just don't worry about that. Acknowledge it. Look at it. Not who you are, does not define you. It's just a natural, logical process. Over time, we have come to believe that there is some danger in letting go and surrendering, not being in control. That can only lead to no good. For at some point in our life, we are forced to make the decision to turn away from our true self. Use our will to get up and go on in the face of overwhelming emotional pressure to meet someone else's needs. And so we turned away from this precious light within us. The true, authentic face of our being, and we made up our minds to would ever do that to us again, and we would never be that vulnerable again. Now we are grown up. We are not dependent children. We can't be hurt like that ever again, except what we do to ourselves. And so you are safe now. It's safe to return, to turn back to that loving face within you, that loving self, that loving light. Of all creation within you, and it is the source of your being. Surrender to it. Pay attention to it. Let it fill you. Fill your awareness. Let it call you home. Let go of control. Relax your body. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing you need to hold on to. Self, and it's been here all along. It's never left you. It's never stopped loving you, for it knows nothing but how to love. It is love itself, the expression of unconditional love. Universe. It is a real thing. It is within you. And as you pay attention, you know that it surrounds you, it permeates you. is the nature of the world that you live in. You are surrounded and filled by love. The only reason you don't know that is because you've turned away and put your awareness in other places. You've paid attention to your mind, which told you you weren't good enough. You weren't worthy. You weren't adequate. You weren't deserving. You paid attention to the world, which told you you needed more. That the answer was out there. That if only you did this or did that. That's where you were paying attention. Greatest extent that I can, and it's waiting for you to say yes, waiting for you to set yourself free, to become the you that it knows you to be, because it knows nothing of your limitations that you have set for yourself. It knows nothing of the beliefs you have about yourself. It only sees your perfection. It only sees the loving, creative, perfect being that you are, the radiant expression of love, its own divine child. It loves you. There is great love for you here. This divine creative intelligence. It knows nothing of mistakes or accidents, limitations. It only knows its own divine perfection. It has created you from its own divine perfect pattern. beautiful divine radiance within you as a real thing, and it is the truth about you. You are a precious and beloved, radiant being of light. You always have been, and you always will be. It is only the activity of your mind that convinces you otherwise. It is not the truth. There is only one truth. Truth is that you are a divine and perfect expression of the divine and perfect source within you. That is the truth. You can't argue with it. Eyes of love within you will never see anything but perfection. You will never convince them inadequate, unworthy, undeserving. It is impossible for the eyes of love to see anything but your perfection, and it is impossible for you to see anything but perfection when you allow yourself to see through the eyes of love. There's no room for anything else but love. This miracle that is you, for you are a miracle. You are a unique and beautiful expression of the one divine spirit. You are a miracle. You are a gift. Feel the gratitude of being connected yourself feel them. If you can open your heart and feel that gratitude, you are a magnet for good in your life, and you have changed your destiny forever. Thank you for being here. It was my honor and privilege to spend this time with you. And I'm deeply grateful for your presence. I look forward to our next time together.